kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
We have this morning, Tina Bangle. We had her last in the program in 2019. But first, kumustahin muna natin siya. Kumusta ka, Tina?
Kumusta? I'm really well. Thanks, Annalyn, for having me on.
Yes, you're in the part of the Kellyville area, and it's part of the Blacktown LGA, which is now part of the 5 local government areas that are totally strictly, very, very strictly not allowed to go out of your area. So how has this second lockdown been treating you?
Oh, it's been hard this time around. I think the first lockdown was, you know, we were all in the same boat, unknowing, you know, we didn't really know what this was all about. And we were kind of just trying to make do of what we have and, you know, get into the Zoom lessons. But now that this has come on, it's a little bit more fatiguing mentally. So, you know, you just got to make the most of it and do what we can and be grateful for what, you know, that we're all safe, like my family's safe and we're all well so far. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I know that you've been doing music lesson for kids, isn't it, through your One Voice singing school. So I assume that it has been halted or they do online classes now?
Yeah, I'm doing online classes and it's kind of not new to the students, which has been good. So we're kind of used to having Zoom calls and online classes. Last year we had all our concerts virtually, so I held virtual live performances and yeah, that went really well. And this time around I was really hoping for face-to-face concerts and that didn't happen because winter was lots of the kids were unwell and I was like, oh, let's wait till springtime when everything, you know, dies down or the cold season dies down. But then, and then the lockdown happened. So yeah, I don't think face-to-face concerts will happen anytime soon.
Yeah, yeah. During the first lockdown, was there any challenge for you or for your students? Because it was the first time, because I know that you are used to doing face-to-face music lessons with your students, isn't it? So yeah, was there any challenge for you or any of your students?
There were challenges just navigating online. It was pretty hard in terms of there was some kids that didn't have very good internet connection. Luckily, where we live, we got the 5G and we were able to stream quite well. But other places, like in the Blacktown area, was very difficult. So there were a few students that couldn't continue with online learning. But otherwise, everybody took to it really, really well. And, you know, I had successful online virtual concerts with the kids. We created our own songs and we made film clips. And then we were able to show people all around the world what we created. And one of my other students as well, Matthew Dino, created a song
for the nurses, isn't it?
Yeah, for the nurses.
Yeah, because I know we had him and his mom in the program.
Yes. Yeah. So you know, that was one of the great things that came out of it. And I think this time around it's a little bit trickier because I started to get more younger students. And, you know, from ages 4 to 6 years old. And then when the lockdown happened, the parents were like, oh, we prefer face-to-face lessons rather than online over Zoom because some of the kids, they felt like they didn't have the focus over Zoom. So, yeah, that's one of the things that I'm trying to cater for and I'm creating an online music, My Papilla Time. My family time, an online music and movement course for catering for those children and for newborns to toddlers as well.
Yes, I'm just curious, how do you do it with those little ones? Do their parents also join the class now?
Yeah, the parents would have to join. But what I'm creating is an online course where they can just hop onto the online hub, and then they can do the lessons in their own time. So I'm creating videos. Fortunately, during this time, and also at the end of last year as well, I was mentored by Tina and Mark Harris, and they're the ones that they're from Nickelodeon and ABC Kids. They created La La Big Live Band. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah, I think we went, they had a show in North Sydney and we went to their show. It was fun.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, so they've been mentoring me, teaching me how to create videos. And so what I've done is I've created videos using some of the illustrations from my children's book called My Lola. So I'll be doing a lot of music that's original and also some nursery rhymes and just music that will help encourage the kids to enjoy, you know, have the music appreciation, but also help them with their development as well. So,
yeah. So, Tina, you've innovated from the face-to-face music lessons to online lessons, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think that's one of the things that we learned over the past few years is that we can't rely on one income stream, like as musicians and artists and performers. We really need to see where we can also, you know, create an expansion of our business. So it's been really fascinating for me. Last year when I created my ebook, the My Lola ebook, somebody posted it up in America on their IG Instagram post, and it was a lady called Anna Marie Cruz, and she owns a community called Entrepreneurship, and so she shared it on her page, and I woke up that next morning with sales of my ebook and all these messages all the way from America, and I was like, wow, this is amazing, like just with one share. And there's something about, I think, the American women there. They're really into supporting other entrepreneurs. And so it was really nice to see, have their support.
Yeah. So your ebook, My Lola, has gone global.
Yeah. And it wasn't intentional. Like in 2019, I had an operation that required me to have 8 weeks of recovery. And during that recovery time, I actually thought, okay, everything slowed down. I slowed down with my teaching and the book. I started to write the children's book. And then when COVID hit, I thought, okay, I won't be able to make hard copies of this. So I'll just release it as an ebook, you know, just so that I'll see what happens with it. And then, yeah, it went really well in the US, which was quite interesting, and I'm very grateful for it. So from there, now my next step is just creating this online course.
Online course, that is the one that you are catering younger kids?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's called My Familiar Time, and it's it's kind of I'm kind of forced to create it now because of this lockdown, which is kind of a blessing, but at the same time it's a challenge. But I think I have to, as a creator, I have to reframe my mind and think of the positives.
Can we just go back to My Lola? So can you just share with us what is the inspiration behind My Lola and why My Lola?
Yeah, so when I had my operation, I had the 8 weeks recovery. And during that time, my mum would come over with all these Filipino dishes because I couldn't cook, and I was really limited to what I was able to do at home. So mum would create, give us the adobo and the lugaw and all the Filipino meals, and then she'd deliver it here and we'd all, you know, eat it together. And then that's how the book came about. It was about how I feel so grateful, and we feel so loved when she cooks her Filipino food, and she brings the family together. So it's about how the family comes together with her food. So it talks about the culture. We have a little bit about how to make lumpia, there's a section where you can put your own Lola's recipes in the back of the book. And yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
But it's my Lola. So is it your son who's talking in this book, or is it you sharing your Lola?
No, yeah, that's right. It's my son talking about his Lola.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I thought it was you who is sharing your story or your experiences, your journey with your Lola.
Yeah, actually, I have never met my both my Lolas. So I'm seeing it through the eyes of my son.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
And nieces. Yeah. Because my mum's the one that, every Christmas we all, the extended family go to her house and we all, she's the cook, and we all sit together, wrap the lumpia together. And then, yeah, just looking at the way that he loves his Lola's food. And the way that he just, you know, every time she comes over with a meal or we go over there, he's just so happy. He's just in his element and just so happy that we're all together. And I think, that's where the inspiration, where the inspiration comes from.
Yeah, it's like you wrote the book, but through the eyes of your son.
Yeah, and through the eyes of my niece and my nephew as well. In the book, all the family comes together and they have a meal. And yeah, it's a very simple book for young kids.
Yeah. Aside from mom's or my Lola's cooking and the family getting together through going to Lola's place, what is the best part of the book that you really wanted to give focus on?
I guess that the family connection is really important, that it's so important to not lose sight of our Filipino culture, because I'm married to an Australian, and so my son is half Australian and half Filipino, and so I really wanted to leave him something, a legacy, kind of something for him to show his children when he's a parent, you know, something that he can pass on to them, and something that he could be proud of, because he was very excited to see the hard copy of the book. And yeah, he's pretty proud.
Yeah, yeah. And now with the My Pamilya music journey, why My Pamilya?
Yeah, so again, the book is all about family time, and the lessons are designed so that we can cater for all the age groups, for the young age group. Especially because now that we're in lockdown, there's a lot of families and parents that kind of don't know what to do or how to teach their children at this time, because some parents are trying their best. So the lessons are designed to help give them ideas on how to interact with their children, and also ideas to help them develop mentally as well, develop socially and cognitively. So a lot of the music and the movements that I have incorporated into the program are designed to help with that. So for example, if you have a newborn, there's different ways to hold the baby depending on their age at the moment. So, you know, if you've got a 6-month-old baby, you want to help them develop with their eyesight. So how are you going to hold the baby while you dance with them? So all those little steps, all those little tips. And also, like, for the preschoolers, they're very much into imaginary things. So a lot of the activities I'll put in there is, you know, music, but also creative things like creating rice shakers. And so all those little things will hopefully give parents ideas to have fun with their kids during this lockdown period.
Yeah, yeah. You're not just teaching the kids with the music, isn't it? It's also involving the parents to really guide their kids in their journey of music.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, music is so beneficial for kids. It helps them with their language development. We'll do a lot of things like bouncing the children in a way where they're developing their their control over their bodies, and at the same time, learning how to internalize the beat of the music. So yeah, it's all a lot of fun.
Aside from music and doing all these projects that you've really kept yourself busy with, is there any other things that you would like to share with listeners on how you are coping with these lockdowns or the previous lockdowns or with the pandemic in general?
Yeah, because we had performances, we had like gigs lined up, and now we don't know when our next gig will be able to do our next gig. I've actually downloaded an app called Kumu. Have you heard of Kumu?
Yes, I think a lot of Filipino artists that I know in Sydney are into this Kumu now. Like it's like a live performance application, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's amazing. So I'm a Australian Kumu ambassador, and I've only started for about 3 weeks ago. I started 3 weeks ago, and you can create your own shows. So I do a lot of live streams, and I connect with other artists from around the world, and I invite them on the Be Heard show. And we chat about the voice and their singing and how they got into it. And then we do some, we sing songs. And it's a really amazing app if you don't want to lose that ability to perform to people. But it also gives you that confidence to talk to people. It's a really awesome app. So I encourage a lot of singers who are listening to download the app, and also to... to check out some of the Australian Kumu artists, presenters and ambassadors. Yeah.
Yes.
There's some people that teach you how to do sign language, some people who are that kind of just kind of hang out, and some people who are entrepreneurs who just want to give you encouragement and motivation. So it's an awesome app.
For our listeners who are curious with Kumu, like, is it a free app that you just download and then create your account and then start performances?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's free and it's so good. So when you start streaming, people can give you virtual gifts. They can comment in live time, and then you can have guests up, so you can invite somebody up. I'm actually going to create a one voice jam next month, and so I'm going to have some of my students come on there and perform as well. So it's so amazing what they've just created, you know, and I hope a lot of more people join the app, because you can't find an app like that anywhere except for Kumu. It's amazing for live streaming.
Yeah. And for those who are already in Kumu, what's your account name or what?
My handle? It's Tina Bangle, B-A-N-G-E-L.
Yes. Yeah, so for those in Kumu and who wants to watch or be a guest in Tina's show, look for Tina Bangle.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like, if anybody wants to come up and be a guest, or I have open mics as well.
The open mics, it's open to everyone who wants to sing, is it? Or anyone who wants to perform?
Yeah, so if I create a stream, I can just say, okay, this is I'll promote it as an open mic. And then if I know the person, I'll let them up and then they can just sing. So you can have multiple people on there. So as many as 9 people, and everyone can just kind of have their turn, and you need a microphone and equipment, or you don't even have to have a microphone. Like, you can use your earphones if you want. So it's pretty awesome.
It's like a mini concert, but virtually, or a mini show that is available through the Kumu app.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no way you can't really record it. And there's no replay, so you actually have to watch at that time that they promote it.
So it's like, if you miss it, sorry, try again next time.
Yeah, and you know, there's even pageants that they hold as well. So there's comedy acts, different things. So it's whatever you make it. If you're a singer or a performer, it's a really good time to actually get the app and start streaming from it.
Wow, it's like an awesome platform for all the artists that, especially now that during this lockdown or during the pandemic, lesser shows or none at all, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, there's some people that can, that hold their shows for 1 hour, or you can go all the way up to 3 hours. And it's so good. It's so good.
It's like you forget that we're in lockdown.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you are busy with aside from Kumu music?
Yeah, you know, just started doing a little bit of cooking. I made pandesal the other day, which was a disaster. It wasn't very good. It was like rock hard. So I need to try that again. But otherwise, you know, I had my garden. I started my what I call the COVID garden last year, and that's still luckily alive, and I, you know, I garden every day, so that's my my therapy, I think. It's been really fun to take up the gardening.
Yeah, for fellow artists like yourself, Atina, that are really going through hard time during this lockdown, especially those whose job or full-time work is music and performances, what can you say to them?
Yeah, well, firstly, you know, this isn't going to last forever, but I would really encourage them to take advantage of what the government's offering with their government assistance. You know, if you've lost the hours and it's been a struggle for you to pay the bills, go and apply at Centrelink. I think that's there's no shame in that, because, you know, we've got to feed our family. We've got to, you know, still live. So go and find out what government assistance there is. Apply for grants. There's some art grants that I think there's one that's available at the moment that you can apply for, and the cutoff is in September. So go ahead and go into Service New South Wales and visit, or just Google, you know, arts grant in New South Wales, and ideas will pop up on there, and go and apply for it and seek help. Go and talk to other artists, see what they're doing. And we're all, as I said, we're all in this together. So all the artists really need to mentally help each other out, I think.
And for those who are interested to collaborate or be a guest in your Kumu show?
Oh, yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that. It's so much fun. Message me on Instagram. I'm at Tina Bangle, so follow me there, and we can collaborate and do something on the Kumu app.
And any message to our listeners or to our fellow Kababayans who are really going through a hard time, especially in the Blacktown area?
Yeah, just reach out to family members. Like, don't get caught up in watching the news and getting depressed on the numbers. You know, reach out to friends, reach out on FaceTime to family members, even a call or a message, just to check up on each other. And I think that's the most important thing, is, you know, just help each other out by a message.
Thank you so much, Tina Bangle, and all the best with your My Pamilya music journey.
Thank you so much, Annalyn.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.